I'm sitting in the office. This is an SM57, so it's a cheap cardioid dynamic. Now, it's 40 centimetres from my mouth. I've measured it. Behind my head, which is a metre further back, is a glass window. And immediately behind the microphone is a computer that I'm reinstalling at the moment. It's got its case off, and so there's a fan making a lot of noise. So that'll be a good test for what these things will pick up behind. And if my voice sounds hollow, it's probably reflections off the window. Other than that, it's a pretty open space here in the office. So I'll shut up. I'll swap the 57 for an SM86, a condenser cardioid. And this one is the Shure SM86, so it's a cardioid condenser, and the front of it is exactly the same distance, it's 40 centimetres away from my mouth, and the rear of it is pointing directly towards the noisy computer. So here's a bit of silence. And up next is a Beyer M201, which is a hypercardioid dynamic. It's very often used in BBC radio studios here in the UK. So, same distance, this time the Beyer M201, the hypercardioid. And again, the back of the microphone is pointing straight to that noisy computer. So maybe you'll hear a difference between this and the previous cardioids. Okay, and the final mic is an AKG C451 with a CK8 shotgun capsule screwed on the front end. And I'll adjust it so the front of the mic is exactly the same distance away as this is, which is the 40 centimetres difference. So now we're on the AKG C451 with the CK8 shotgun attached to the front of it. The front of the microphone is exactly 40 centimetres away from my mouth, exactly like the other ones. And the rear of the microphone points directly towards that noisy computer. So here's the fan noise again. So that's four microphones. Dynamics, condensers, cardioids, hyper, and a shotgun as well. In my pretty boring office, it's got hard walls, it's got glass immediately behind me, it's got junk everywhere, so there's lots of reflective surfaces, and just sitting here doing the test for you. Anyway, look after yourselves, take care.